Well, my dear friends, my last visit with you, but not the very last. We'll see each other again. Where will we see each other again, Ryder? Very good. You're the man. He beat you to it, Cooper. Sorry. So today we want to talk about something very important, not myself. It's not about me leaving. It's about who's staying here, who's remaining. Who's remaining here for you? Anyone know? Evan? Yeah, Jesus. Jesus is always, he will remain. Jesus is the same yesterday and today and always. So either, you know, pastors come and go. You know, the pastor who will succeed me, one day he will leave. And the pastor after him and after him and after him, as long as the Lord deems that we continue as a church before he comes. But one day the great shepherd will come. And one day the great shepherd will come and take us where?
Heaven.
He will come to take us home. He will come to take us into his kingdom. So today, moms and dads and grandpa and grandmas are going to hear about Christ crucified. You just sang a hymn about that, by the way. I didn't plan it this way. That's how the Holy Spirit works. So we're going to be talking about Jesus on the cross. And for us Christians, this is what we preach. This is what we confess. This is what we believe. And that's what must always happen here. One day, all of you will be leaders of the church. And you must always insist that Jesus is preached here from that pulpit and that he's proclaimed from the lectern and that his body and blood is rightly administered here from this altar and that baptisms be done correctly. That you must always insist on that because everything that happens here in church isn't about your pastor. It's about who?
Jesus.
You know, Cooper, that's always the right answer, isn't it? Whenever a pastor asks you a question, the right answer is always, Cooper, what's the right answer?
Jesus.
Very good. That's always the right answer. That's even something we can remember even when we're 90 or 95 or 5. If you want to live that long and beat Methuselah, you could do that, Cooper. Yeah. So, I leave you with this message. Remember what Jesus has done for all of you. I remember most of you were baptized here. Jesus has done that great work for you. One day he will lead you here to confess your faith, the faith that was given to you here. And in that confession, you'll receive body and blood. That's Jesus again working in and for you. And as he serves you his body and blood, he announces to you something that's very valuable for all of us. Are you all listening?
Yeah.
Kellen, are you with me? The forgiveness of all your sins. Forgiveness of all your sins. That's what it's all about. Remember, Jesus is here, and he will always be with you. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes, and let us pray for the final time together. Lord, we pray that you continue to be with these young ones, and that you forgive them of all of their sins. Lord, we know that you're always with us, and you have promised never to leave us or to forsake us. Lord, do not leave them and do not forsake them. And in your holy name we pray. Amen. God's peace to you all. Remember, we walk back to our seats.
Okay. Your seats.
You all made me cry. My wife doesn't even do that.